You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on June 30th, 2023. Welcome to episode 25 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SF Athletics. A trail on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier and Northwest Leagues. I will come back with the first tune after the following messages.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The first song will be, just a minute please, first song will be WKO's, sorry about that, the first song will be WKO's Mineral Format Memory Collection EI with Invisible Visions. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a song here. It will come up very, very soon. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I'm just playing from a different... Oh, no, now I got it. Sorry about that. I just went the long way. So the first song will be WKO's Mineral Format Memory Collections EI with Invisible Visions.
Thank you.
That was Invisible Visions from WKO's Mineral Format Memory Collections EI. Next up is Gilda House's single, Give Me Some. I would like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. On June 26th, the department announced the 2023 finalists for freshman and Terry Fox Inspirational Athletes. Here are the three male finalists for the 2023 Freshman of the Year. Bailey Bjornsson of golf. Bjornsson actually led the Red Leaves men's golf as a rookie with four top 10 finishes and 72 strokes average, which ranks him among top 10 at SFU. Bjornsson earned the GNAC Freshman of the Year, All-Conference First, and West Region First teams. Jared Chong of track and field. Chong won the javelin at the Stanford Invitational, second in the GNAC Championships, and earned first-team honors. Furthermore, Chong earned 7th in NCAA Championships, where he became the first-ever SFU athlete to earn NCAA All-American honors. Emmanuel Oludele of basketball. Oludele was the GNAC's top three-point shooter, third in team scoring with 11 points, and within top 25 in GNAC for scoring, steals, and block shots. Now to the three female finalists for the 2023 Freshman of the Year. Eva Personal Volleyball. She became the starting center midway through last season, where she averaged 33 assists per game, helping SFU to win 8 of last 13 games. Person was named the GNAC Freshman of the Year. Abby Williams of Swimming. She had a banner start to her SFU career, posting a dozen individual and relay times within top 5 of SFU history. Williams also met NCAA qualifying standards for 3 individual and relay events, on top of getting invited to Canada's Olympic trials. Victoria Seal of Wrestling. Seal won 28 of 32 matches, second rank in the 116-pound class, nearly 58 kilograms all season. In addition, Seal won the Super Regional Championship when 4-1 in the National Championships, where she fell in the semifinals but won the consolation finals to earn third and All-American honors. Here are the 3 male candidates for the 2023 Terry Fox Inspirational Athlete. Mason Glober of football, which was canceled on April 4th. Glober is noted for putting his teammates first, along with being part of SFU's renamed committee as part of SAC. Randy McDonald of wrestling is known for his for holding his teammates accountable as a master economy student and finished 7-5 on the mat. David Penn of basketball led the Red Leaps in scoring, a quiet leader who organized film sessions and coaches Special Olympics. Now to the 3 female candidates for the 2023 Terry Fox Inspirational Athlete. Cole Peters of volleyball is known for being a vocal leader for the team, despite a reduced role due to an injury, along with being an academic weapon and rep for several organizations. Valerie Silva of women's soccer is the team captain, where she emphasized the we approach. Off the pitch, Silva volunteered in youth camps and earned a 3-time GNAC All-Academic selection. Emily Q in women's wrestling, a 5th-year senior, Q led the women's wrestling team on the mat, academics, welcome freshmen, and bonding activities. Furthermore, Emily Q was the mental health rep and sought alumni for life after wrestling for her teammates. On the mat, Q was 3rd in the Nationals and a 3-time All-American. On June 27th, DSFU Athletics announced the finalists for Lauren Davies Athletes of the Year, first with the 3 female candidates in the 2023 Lauren Davies Individual Sport Athlete of the Year. Sharon Anjawala of golf. In her 3rd season, Anjawala earned 3 top 10 finishes, averaged 77 strokes for 7th best in SFU history, and helped SFU to finish 2nd in the GNAC Championships. Anjarwala was named the GNAC Player of the Year and All-Conference First Team. Emily Q of wrestling. Q won 22 of 24 matches, went undefeated in duels, and earned her first ever regional crown. In the Nationals, Q earned 3rd after following the semis, but dominated the next 2 matches and became an All-American for the 3rd straight year. Marie Eloi Leclerc, who is the fastest runner in the GNAC history, where she set records in 60, 200, and 400 indoor races. Leclerc also set records in the 100 and 200-meter outdoor races. Furthermore, in the NCAA championships, Leclerc earned All-American in 4 races, 1 relay, to become the first ever All-American from GNAC. Within GNAC, Leclerc earned a Freshman of the Year, which was 2022, Performance of the Meet, and Athlete of the Year trophies. Now to the 3 male finalists for the 2023 Lauren Davies Individual Sport Athlete of the Year. Bailey Bjornsson of golf. As a rookie, Bjornsson led SFU Men's Golf, which finished 2nd in the GNAC Championships and top 20 in the Super Regional Championships. Bjornsson earned the GNAC Freshman of the Year, All-Conference First, and West Region First Teams. Charlie Donat in track and field and cross country. Donat is SFU's first ever cross country champion and All-American. In addition, Donat finished 15th at the Nationals, West Region Cross Country Player of the Year and earned third in the 1500 meters at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships and became the third GNAC athlete to run a mile, 1609 meters, in under 4 minutes. Taniela Feliciano Takafua of Wrestling. Takafua finished the season at 32-8 as he became the sixth SFU wrestler to earn 30 wins in the NCAA tenure. Shifting gears, here are the three female candidates for the 2023 Lauren Davies Team Sport Athlete of the Year Award. Isabella Mussolini of soccer. Sorry, it's Isabella Mussolini. Mussolini played 19 games, 1,600 minutes, and led SFU back to the GNAC Championship Tournament. For her performance, Mussolini was named the GNAC Newcomer of the Year and All-Conference Second Team. Alex Oak, softball. GNAC's top hitter and base runner, Oak had a .420 batting average, 21 stolen bases without fail, fourth in GNAC for hits, runs scored, and on-base percentage. For her achievements, Oak was named the GNAC Player of the Year, All-Conference First Team, and West Region First Team. Oak is among leaders in seven SFU categories all time. Jessica Wisdotsky, basketball. Wisdotsky finished top 10 in scoring with 22 points per game among dangerous three-point shooters in GNAC, where she earned the first conference honors and led SFU to the GNAC tournament. Now to the three male finalists for the 2023 Lauren Davies Team Sport Athlete of the Year Award. David Penny of basketball. Penny was a dangerous weapon in transition game, top 20 in scoring, 3.5 assists per game for fourth in GNAC, and made the all-conference honorable mention. Mark Talasuna of soccer. Talasuna started every game, logged 1,500 minutes as a defender, where he helped SFU to just one goal against per game, second in GNAC. For his performance, Talasuna was named the GNAC Player of the Year, All-Conference First Team, West Region Second Team, and NCAA All-American. Ethan Besselt of football. Besselt led the Lone Star Conference with 93 yards receiving per game, 18 yards per catch, and 8 touchdowns. In one game, Besselt had 8 catches, 1 touchdown, and 223 yards receiving, which was 4th best ever in SFU history in a game. For his performance, Besselt earned a Lone Star Conference honorable mention. However, Besselt and his teammates will not play football for SFU this fall, despite having a complete schedule in the Texas-based Lone Star Conference, as the SFU administration pulled a plug on the program on April 4th, with special advisor Bob Copeland recommending on June 13th for SFU to not play football this fall. On June 28th, SFU Swimming announced 7 recruits: Abigail Andrews, Grace Arnott, Kayla Holder, Chloe McCara, Lina Perry, Nicole Petrisor, and Rachel Tong. Abigail Andrews stands at 5 feet 9 inches or 175 centimeters, hails from St. John's, Newfoundland, attended Holy Heart of Mary High, swims in backstroke, freestyle, and competes for the Mount Pearl Marlins. Andrews won 6 individual events and part of 2 relay events for Mount Pearl at the 2023 Newfoundland Provincial Meet in May, which was short course. Grace Arnott stands at 5 feet 8 inches or 173 centimeters, hails from Calgary, Alberta, attended Bishop Carroll High, swims in breaststroke, backstroke, and competes for the Cascade Swim Club. In the Western Canadian Championships in March, which was a long course, Arnott swam in 6 individual events and 50-meter backstroke with Calgary's Cascade Swim Club. Kayla Holder stands at 5 feet 9 inches or 175 centimeters, hails from Milton, Ontario, swims in sprint freestyle, and competes for the Milton Marine Swim Team. Holder won 2 medals at the 2023 Eastern Canadian Championships in March, which was a long course, where she finished 2nd in the 50-meter freestyle at 26.61 and 3rd in the 100-meter distance at 58.62. Holder also competed in the 2023 Canadian Swimming Trials in Toronto, which occurred in April, in the 50-meter freestyle. Chloe Makura stands at 5 feet 6 inches or 168 centimeters, hails from Montreal, Quebec, attended John Rennie High, John Abbott College, swims in freestyle, and competes for the Pointe Claire Swim Club. Makura competed in the Eastern Canadian Championships, Canadian Junior Championships, and the Ontario Junior International for the Pointe Claire Swim Club, all in 2019. Lionel Perry stands at 5 feet 7 inches or 170 centimeters, attended Mark R. Icefield Secondary, swims in freestyle, backstroke, and competes for the Comox Aquatic Club. Perry won 4 medals in the 2023 Vancouver Island Regional Short Course Championships, which occurred in January, winning 200-meter backstroke, silver in 100-meter backstroke, 800-meter freestyle, and bronze in the 50-meter breaststroke. Nicole Petrisor stands at 5 feet 7 inches or 170 centimeters, attended Our Lady Queen of the World Catholic Academy, swims in sprint freestyle, individual medley, and competes for the Richmond Hills Aquatics Club. Petrisor won gold in the 50-meter freestyle at the 2023 Ontario Youth Junior Championships at 27.71. She followed that by winning in the 50-meter freestyle in the Summer Ontario Youth Junior Championships earlier this month. And last but not the least, Rachel Tong stands at 5 feet 3 inches or 160 centimeters, hails from Burnaby, attended Burnaby North Secondary, swims in butterfly, freestyle, and competes for the Surrey Knights Swim Club. Tong's highlights this year came in the 2023 BC Winter Provincial Championships, where she won gold in the 800-meter freestyle at 9:34.57 and bronze in the 400-meter freestyle at 4:37.25. Also on June 28th, the SFU Athletics announced finalists for three additional 2023 awards. For the Bill DeBries All-Around Senior Athlete, Jordan Schmidt in track and field plus cross country. Schmidt qualified for the Dean's and President's Honor Roll with a 3.97 CGPA in business and psychology. Furthermore, on top of being on all GNAC and West Region honors as a 400 and 800 meter runner, Schmidt got involved in cross country this year, where he propelled the Red Leaps to fourth at regionals. When he's not running, he volunteered his time in community projects, supported teammates as a coach and a mentor. Ryan Stolle's golf. A three-time NCAA All-American with a 4.0 CGPA in computer engineering, Stolle's fired the lowest tournament score at minus 10, with a 74-stroke average that is 11th all-time. Off the pitch, Stolle was in the Student Advisory Committee for 4 years, with 2 years as a president, served in the SFU's renaming committee, and the SAC Leadership Award is named in his honor. Emily Q of Wrestling. Q carries a 3.08 GPA in health sciences, a three-time All-American, and served as the mental health representative for her team, welcome freshmen, and team dinners. When she is not competing, Q referees youth wrestling, organized youth tournaments. Now to the 2023 Team of the Year finalists. Men's cross country experienced a series of firsts this season as they competed in their first ever NCAA championships, where Charlie Donna earned 15th place All-American, while he and his teammates, Sebastian Brickman, Aiden Good, Scott Arndt, Ephraim Mekonen, and Andrew Thompson, finished 19th as a team. Donut won the West Regional Championships, helping the Red Leafs to fourth. Women's wrestling. Nine qualified for the Nationals with four earning All-American honors. Emily Q, Marcus Hines, and Victoria Seal earned third, while Katja Austin finished fourth. In the Super Regionals, SFU won four of 10 weight classes to finish second, where Q, Austin, Seal, and Maddie McKenzie became regional champions. Women's track and field achieved four All-American performances and earned four GNAC awards. Marie-Aloy LeClaire finished top 10 in two sprints in the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships, where she became the first ever GNAC All-American sprinter. In addition, Allison Andrews-Paul, Megan Roxby, Erica Binder, and Emily Lindsay earned All-American honors at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Here are the finalists for the 2023 Ryan Stolle's SAC Leadership Award. Emily Chilton, track and field and cross country. Chilton served on the SAC board, where she volunteered a lot of her time for various projects. Jordan Thorson of men's soccer. In his first year with SAC, Thorson is building a program for better nutrition and healthier food choices for student athletes in their training routines. He has been organizing events and lending his voice for fellow student athletes. Kate Cameron, track and field and cross country. In her first year with SAC, Cameron has dedicated her time for greater community good, especially for her fellow student athletes, such as organizing bake sales. Eva Personal Volleyball, a new addition of SAC, she spearheaded SAC's mental health campaign and lends her voice for ideas to improve the student athlete experiences, along with SFU for everyone.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 25.